us today. It's May 7th. We're called the special board meeting of County Commissioners to order. It is 1 p.m. Commissioner Lopez, would you please lead us in invocation this afternoon?
Yes, sir. Father, we pray for your peace because it is perfect. Father, we pray for perspective because the wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, and gentle. Father, we pray for your patience because your kindness and forbearance gives us the patience to understand what is going around us. And Father, we pray for an outpouring of your wisdom and direction as we conduct the business here in Las Animas County. May all this be for your glory. We ask all of this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Haas, would you please lead us in the pledge today?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I am here. Any changes to the agenda?
No, Commissioner, no changes to the agenda.
Entertain a motion, please.
Move for the approval of the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Haas.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. New business, consideration of letter of support for 30 by 30 Termination Act.
Commissioners, before you is a letter that's been drafted. A 30 by 30 Termination Act. The 30 by 30 is a offshoot of President Biden's Executive Order 14008, in which the federal government has a desire to gain possession of 30% of the lands and 30% of the waters within the United States. And this Termination Act support letter is a letter that opposes such a grab.
Thank you. I'll open up to dialogue to our commissioners who'd like to go first.
I could do that. So this bill that U.S. Representative Boebert is introducing, I just scanned through it and I came up with 6 points that are real viable.
Here.
Prohibits federal funds from being spent to carry out the 30-30 program. The report in 26 section 216 and any substantially similar program ensures no net loss of non-federal land in the counties and states that already contain 15% or more of federal land. And I want to touch on that number here shortly. Ensures no net loss of multiple use activities in the states unless such action has been authorized by federal statute. Prohibits withdrawing federal lands from mineral development with congressional approval, and prohibits unilateral 30 by 30 designations under the Antiquities Act in counties and states that already contain 15% or more federal land. The reason that's really beneficial, that number right there, is in Colorado, 507,000 acres in Las Animas County alone are controlled by the federal government. 36.23%, so 36.23% Colorado is controlled. So we already meet the 30-30. And 24,086,000 acres in Colorado is federally controlled. Now, with all that being said, this takes productive land out of production. Colorado is already pursuing in the legislation the CORE Act, which would designate 400,000 acres on the San Juan Mountain Range, and an additional 600,000 acres sought after by U.S. Representatives DeGette and Neguse, called the Colorado Wilderness Protection Bill. So that's going to push us way over that threshold of 30%. And I don't believe that we need any more action taken here in Colorado. All of this that's happening is part of the Protecting the America's Wilderness and Public Lands Act that was introduced. This 3030 requires 440 million acres by 2030, which would be permanently off limits to logging, mining, or any other development, including roads and grazing. And probably the most pertinent point to this 3030 bill, not the one that Boebert's introducing, but the one that Biden administration introduced, is that it removes the county's ability of their 1041 powers. And the Biden administration's first act towards implementing the 3030 was to revoke the policy that gave local governments veto power over land acquisitions by rescinding the Department of Interior Secretarial Order 3388. Gentlemen, you know where I am. I'm a private property rights activist. I don't know how they're going to get all of this land without using eminent domain. I really like the letter and that Phil Dornkamp drafted for us, and also like the resolution that was that the county took a position on a couple of weeks ago. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Commissioner Lopez.
No, thank you, Commissioner Hass. I really, after your explanation, I concur with all the points. And one point that I wanted to make certain that through federal changes to the law, through congressional approval, it would be a whole different story. But even at that, there would be a lot of pushback because it's putting a lot of land, private landowners, out of business. Once your property has been identified as something that either the federal government wants, they're going to go after it. And in it, the eminent domain is embedded. And I just don't believe that through executive order, there is going to be, there should be land grab, basically in a sense, at all costs. I disagree with the executive order. And for that reason, I am glad that we are considering this letter of support for Representative Boebert to continue and make the case. And then my second point to the whole thing is there are so many counties within Colorado that are basically going to be coming out in opposition of this executive order as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen. And we have already taken a stance as a board on prior to this. So I think this is an additional vote of support against this 30 by 30 land grab by this board moving forward, if we choose to vote for this today, in support of Representative Boebert and her efforts, which I agree wholeheartedly with. So other than that, if there's no other comments or concerns, we entertain a motion at this time.
You know, for the record, if I may we have Mr. Dornkamp read the letter before we take the vote?
Yes, I apologize.
May 7, 2021, the Honorable Lauren Boebert, 1609 Longworth House, Office Building, Washington, D.C., 20515. Dear Representative Boebert, Los Angeles County's Board of County Commissioners has reservations concerning Executive Order 14008, print 30 by 30 in print, as it is currently written. It appears that the proposed bill cited as the quote, 30 by 30 Termination Act, end quote, addresses the reservations we have for this order and supports this proposed bill. This board is in agreement that this order should have, quote, no force or effect, end quote, as per this bill section 2, since we are of the opinion that no president, the Department of the Interior, the Department of Agriculture, or any other federal agency has a constitutional or statutory authority to set aside and permanently conserve 30% of all land and water in the United States. Although this board is also in agreement with this bill's other sections, if this order is upheld, we're also advocates of private property rights and the right of those private property owners to sell their property to the buyer of their choice, including governmental agencies. This board looks unfavorably on any governmental agency purchasing private properties, but if this 30 by 30 does occur, this board also maintains that all land, that any lands or other rights that are acquired to fulfill the 30 by 30 objectives be acquired for the payment of full and fair market value of all rights and interests acquired and not through eminent domain or any other regulatory compulsion, and only after analyzing and considering the impact of such land and water acquisitions on the well-being, health, safety, welfare, economy, and culture of all affected businesses and citizens. In addition, we request that all payment in lieu of taxes used to backfill potentially lost property taxes be funded at 100%, respectfully followed by the board's signature lines.
Thank you, Mr. Dornkamp. I entertain a motion at this time, please.
I would move to support the Boebert letter.
And I would support that 100% as second motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item two, consideration of EIF 9180 budget revision and extension submission. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, I'm going to defer to Finance Director Kirstie Coberly. She has been taking care of the grants for well over a couple of years now, and she's requesting an extension and also supplemental funds to help cover a deficit on grant 9180, the courthouse phase two project. So Kirstie, please chime in.
Okay. So when we spoke to our consultants, they did inform us that our grant is over by $243,000. So we're asking DOLA if they could revise the budget with a 50-50 cash match. Also to extend the grant because the grant expires December 31st of 2020. So I'm asking as of June 30th of 2022, and then I'm asking for the grant to add $121,608 to the grant. And then we would do the cash match of $121,608.
Commissioners, I'd like to add also, when this was first brought to our attention, it was caused by an undercount of the number of windows that need replaced. And our consultant at that time said the difference between what was our grants and other funding sources and our budget in essence, and what it's gonna cost us was $280,000 difference. And Finance Director Coberly found errors in our consultant's math and got that $280,000 actually reduced down to $243,216. So thank you, Kirstie.
Good job. I don't think we have anything holding us back from this request. We've done extensions before with DOLA in the past. I only think the only thing in this that we might not get the balance of the overages, but I don't see any reasons why we can't move forward at this time. Are there any other thoughts from the board at this time?
My only question would be, Kirstie, do you know, I mean, I assume DOLA has received the request, but have they given an indication as to response?
I received a call from Randy Sneed. She's one of the reps, and she's going to put it together so that her and Tara Marshall can present it to the six board committee. And so it will be going before them. So it's up to the committee. So they haven't given us anything to say yes or no.
And thank you so much for your due diligence and double checking the figures. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Any other comments or questions from the board? Do I entertain a motion at this time?
Having heard all the evidence besides and behind this project, I move to approve EIAF 9180 budget revision and extension submission to complete the phase two of the courthouse project.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes, item three, executive session. The board will meet executive session under CRS 24-6-4B, conferring with the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. Item A, And I believe that is the escorts inside the courthouse, not the Las Vegas type. I saw that and I said, I need to clarify that.
I apologize, Commissioner. I should have clarified that.
Anyway, thank you, everybody, being on the call, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.